Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, the one texter who said we have to end the Malzi the Snowman with 9 straight 3s is right. So we hurried up here. None of the women who sang are in the office right now. So we went with an all-male chorus and are testing a new ending to the song that we'll put out there in a moment. 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. We have Donnie Football Friday coming up. Bob, you're out the next 2 days. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Did you have fun today? This was an all-time show, I thought.
Yeah, it was a lot of give and take back and forth. I like it.
When Pony came in, listener engagement went wild.
See, he has that kind of effect.
But who are we kidding? The big news of the day is the release of our single, Malzi the Snowman, hopefully part of an album. And before we get to the ending, let's go to George Michalowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now. George, did you happen to catch Malzi the Snowman, and what did you think?
I did. I loved it, guys. You did great. The one comment that I thought was to replace George McPhee with George Michalowski, man. Come on.
We could have done that, Bob. Bob, we could have done that.
I like how you think.
That would have been great.
No, I don't know Chris well, but it was a great song.
We appreciate that. I thought Bob's solo was clearly the highlight, but let's get to Pitt Hoops. We mentioned that this is a time to make a little hay. They beat Virginia Tech since we talked. Or no, they've only beaten Eastern Kentucky since we talked. Now it's Sam Houston, Cal, Stanford. They should win all four before they travel to Duke. Am I right about that?
You are. They should be 20-point favorites against Sam Houston. That should be a game where you're fine-tuning everything for ACC play. Cal and Stanford both projected to be at the bottom of the ACC. They've got good talent, but nothing that'll compare to the better teams we'll see in ACC play. And for a down year for the league, Pitt's going to have to honestly beat these guys handily, Cal and Stanford. So it's a favorable start, I mean, to the ACC schedule. You get a road win under your belt against a rough, struggling Virginia Tech team, even though it wasn't the smoothest win, but then you come home, you get these two, Cal and Stanford. You don't have to go to California this year. They're one of a few of the teams in the ACC that don't have to make that trip, so that's nice. And it'll all lead up to that Duke game that should be a ranked matchup at that time in early January. And Pitt's hoping to have Damian Dunn back for that one.
Yeah, Damian Dunn's a big part of it, George. But also, their backcourt play, I think when it's on, it's as good as – really probably any team in the conference, maybe short of Duke. I'm not sure how that, if you go that high. But, I mean, that's, to me, when you have that, you have a team that can do some damage. I know they'd like to do more things inside if they could, but when you got the outside perimeter play, those guys can penetrate, they can dish and shoot, they can do a lot of different things. I think that sets them apart from just about, 80% of the teams in that conference.
I agree with you, Bob. I mean, Jalen Lowe is a star. You need star guards to go far in March, and he is that guy, and he's shown us that he can do it in late-game situations. The one thing about this backcourt is, aside from Biba Cummings and Damian Dunn when he was there, Jalen Lowe and Ish Leggett have both struggled shooting the ball. I mean, Jalen's shot less than 27% from three. Ish is below 29%. They're both turning it over a bit more than you'd like to see. As well, but I agree with you. I mean, this team will go as far as their guards will go, and I think Their guards have a really high ceiling this year. They've got veterans. I mean, even Jalen Lowe, Jeff Capel calls Jalen Lowe a veteran at this point just because of how much he went through in his freshman season. But they're special, man. I mean, we've seen 30-point performances from Biba Cummings. We saw, I think, Lowe had 28, a career high early this year. I wouldn't be shocked if he drops 30 in one of these next three. So they've got a special backcourt. It'll take them pretty far this year.
George, if you can sum up what you think that Biba Cummings' role and just what he's going to mean to this team is in one sentence, what would it be?
Timely shooting and scrappy plays. That's what I would say. I think Biba is a guy who has shown that he can shoot the ball 41% from three, 6 of 8 the other day, and he's made a bunch of scrappy plays. I mean, in the Greenbrier, the only reason he was seeing the floor was because Dame was hurt, and he came in and made a difference right away. So that's a little explanation on that one sentence, but timely shooting and scrappy plays.
George, we appreciate the time, my friend. We'll do a quick check-in next week as well.
Thanks, George.
Guys. Happy holidays.
You too, man.
See you, buddy. George Michalowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now, talking Pitt hoops. All right, Bob, let's get back to the Mulsey Christmas song and just wrap it up this way. Should we play the original and then ask people whether they want that ending or the one we've created?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's play the original. This was cut yesterday. It felt like, I don't know if you saw the movie on Apple, Let It Be, about the Beatles, the making of that album. This felt historic, and this was the result.
Now, the Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Mulsey the Snowman.
Oh, Mulsey the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a giant bald head and a button nose, his favorite picture was Garrett Cole. Oh, Mulsey the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the listeners know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Mulsey danced around.
Oh, Mulsey the snowman was alive as he could be. He used giant words and his favorite GM was a man named George McPhee.
Admittedly, the ending could use a little work. Not only was it was off key, which makes it funny, but also George McPhee, like that was bad writing on my part, everything. And then somebody suggested, how could you have a song about Mulsey without the 9 straight 3s? So we quickly organized an all-male chorus today. Our texters weigh in 928-9370 on whether this should be the new last verse.
Oh, Mulsey, the snowman was alive as he could be. He used giant words and he made the claim that he once made 9 straight 3s.
Bob?
I think we need to fine-tune that a little bit, but yeah, I like that better.
Like that
the texter was right.
It becomes a real collaborative effort when we have the all-male choir joining in.
Yeah, we need the ladies
else
back in here just to smooth everything out.
I think that Steve Wilson, our guy, can do that and add music to it. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 24 Chevrolet EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd. Credit through GM Financial. High of 40 today. Bob, this was wonderful. I'll see you on Monday.
Looking forward to it. We have a lot to break down on Monday.
Any other good
division winner? Could be a lot of things happening.
Any other good reaction to that in the final 10 seconds, text-wise, to the song at large?
Some things I can't say on air. And don't quit your day job, Joe.
Thank you, Mulsey.
You're welcome.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.